just wanted to give you guys a heads up. We do have a week off next week.
Yep.
And I don't want you to call the police or put out an Amber Alert and think I've gone missing.
So Amber Alert for missing kids.
Yes.
I suppose you are a big child.
I'm someone's kid. Anyway, I don't want you to think anything's gone wrong.
Yes.
It is a conscious decision because I will not be active on the social media.
What?
What?
You know I latch on to things real fast.
Yeah.
I am very quick to jump on a bandwagon and then I want to start driving the bandwagon. I'm like, this is my life.
Yeah.
It'll last maybe not too long, but this thing I...
Definitely not too long,
not
right,
too long. But maybe a week, maybe. Usually my fads last a week at least.
Yeah.
Last night...
Mainly because of the investment that you put into it.
Well, this one has no money,
okay.
So I'm not tethered. It's a choice, so it's willpower-based. But I listened to...
Wow. This will be much less than a week then.
This will be a day,
please,
if best.
I need you to not file a missing person report, but I also need your support, please.
Okay.
I listened to a podcast yesterday with a gentleman by the name of Johan Hari, and now I can put a link in my podcast, in my Instagram or whatever. Well, no, I can't because I'm going off it. Anyway, listen.
Good
listen.
Start.
Just listen.
Yeah.
He is an amazing man and he's dedicated his life to like the attention crisis. And basically, if I'm going to simplify his words, how our devices are really working against us. And we are addicted to social media and to our phones in general and just always needing that fix of our phone. And not even social media, but like you go for a walk, it's like, do I have my phone on me? Who's going to call you? Like the chances of an emergency actually happening and you being needed in that 10-minute space is really slim.
Yeah.
But don't we feel naked without them?
Yeah.
So he talks about
that. And they can always just call the nearest payphone.
Totally. But he talks about also, you know, we're just one person and we're fighting against like 10,000 engineers behind the screen whose whole job and lives and existence is to pull our focus and to keep us on the apps longer. But he was just making all these great points about when you disconnect for a hot sec, you go back to basics and your mind can wander and daydreaming comes back and attention comes back and focus comes back and you can actually have a conversation with your loved ones or your friends and look them in the eye and not feel like, oh, but what's on my phone? I need to check my notifications. And it just sounded so wonderful to me. So for this week, I think I'm going to leave my phone at home. Angus and I are going bush. We're going to one of those tiny houses in a meadow somewhere.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think I'm going to leave the phone at home.
You're not even on me.
So because
there's no temptation.
I have
leave it with
issues.
One of us. Leave it with one of us so that we know.
All right. Okay. Well, that's the thing. You know me, Gilly. If it's there, I can't leave it in the glove box. Because the whole night, it's going to be like that beating heart under the floorboards.
Yeah.
Check me. Post on me.
Yeah.
Good on. Well done.
I'm going to try.
In solidarity.
Yes.
I won't post either. This week.
Now, is that a conscious choice or is that just you keeping up with the regular Nick Gill programming?
Yeah. The point is, I'm trying to be supportive here.
I shouldn't poo-poo. Thank you, Nick.
I won't post this week.
There's a gap in the market for the duck man.
Ducko.
I'll be posting prolifically. Follow me, people, at Ducko. It's going to be a hell of a time. Jess isn't going to give you any good gear. I will. Bang, bang.
My issue is, like, I've got girlfriends coming up this afternoon. Yeah. We're doing a weekend at Broke with our friends at Glen Eden. Yeah. And their Little Bit of Italy festival is on. And I'm kind of like, oh, there might be some good content there.
Of course.
Maybe lemons, olives, olive oil.
No, you don't want to miss out on lemons.
Green apples.
I know. It's like that temptation is there. And then, you know, the meadow, we're taking the dog because you're allowed to take the dog to these tiny houses. Oh. Well, some of them up in Gloucester.
Yes.
Imagine the dog frolicking in the creek. Oh God,
there's so many footage you're going to miss out on. Well, Angus have his phone though, because I feel like if he has his, it undoes it. You know what I mean? Both of you got to be unplugged.
We both have to be.
Yeah. It's one in all in, I think.
We've just ticked over 1 year of marriage.
Yep.
Do I now have the foundation to go, hey, babe, Ducko and Nick are going to keep our phones for the week?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Okay. Yeah.
And we definitely won't do anything.
No, we'll be fine.
You'll be Ducko, you had my phone. You had my phone for like 3 hours last year when we lost Origin.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that fun?
And wasn't that a crisis? I think I lost about 1,000 followers because of the stuff he was putting up. People going, what is this?
I gained friends. Well, good luck with it.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're supporting
you. But don't worry about me.
Okay.
Like, I'll be all right.
We know.
I'm just unplugged.
Yeah.
Pray for me.